from townhall.com. I'm Michael Herring. President Trump spoke at the Conservative Political Action Conference Saturday.
I first spoke to this gathering 14 years ago, and I won your straw poll. I didn't know anything about a straw poll. They took this big straw poll, and I won by like 27 points. And I figured, you know, that's good. Maybe I should keep doing it. And I did. And I became president. Isn't that great? Who would think?
Mr. Trump thanking his supporters while touting the accomplishments of his first month in office toward fulfilling a conservative agenda. Elsewhere, the president says he may put the Postal Service under the control of the Commerce Department. He's seeking ways to stop losses at the $78 billion a year agency, which has struggled to balance the books with a decline of first-class mail. The post office was created during the Second Continental Congress in 1775. Ben Franklin, the first postmaster general. International efforts to end the Russia-Ukraine war are ramping up, even if they're not all on the same page so far.
There's a big week of diplomacy ahead, with President Macron visiting the White House tomorrow and Sir Keir Starmer heading to Washington on Thursday. The Prime Minister says America must be part of Ukraine's security guarantee, but also accepts European countries must spend more on defence. The Foreign Secretary David Lammy has said the UK will unveil a raft of new sanctions against Russia tomorrow to turn the screws on Moscow.
BBC correspondent Ben Wright. Israel is scaling up its weeks-long offensive in the occupied West Bank, sending in tanks to a terrorist stronghold and pledging to keep troops in place for the next year in areas where Palestinians have been removed. Israel's defense minister said today that troops are not going to allow the residents to return just yet, at least not until it's safe. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, a lot less, but people are actually happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save you or your family up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true. People are just happier with it. They love being part of something that reflects and promotes their values and what they believe in. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years now, and members have shared more than $7 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network, so yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care, whether you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan that you're happy with. Here you go. You can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. It's 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
German voters choosing their new government in an election dominated by worries about the years-long stagnation of Europe's biggest economy, pressure to curb illegal immigration, and growing uncertainty over the future in Ukraine. The center-right opposition is favored to win overall, but polls point to a very strong surge for a more conservative party, one that is populist. Germany is the most populous country in the 27-nation European Union and a leading member of NATO. Congo's president says he's going to launch a unity government as violence spreads across the country's east and pressure mounts over his handling of the crisis. On Saturday, in some of his first statements since Rwandan-backed rebels captured major cities in the eastern part of Congo, President Felix Tshisekedi told a meeting of the Sacred Union of the Nation ruling coalition he would reach out to the opposition. M23 rebels have swept through the region. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. A famous dog sled race forced to track farther north this year in Alaska than usual.
A lack of snow along a dangerous stretch of the world-famous Iditarod sled dog race has led to its rerouting for the fourth time in its history. The ceremonial start will still be in Anchorage next Saturday, but the official start for the 33 teams will be 2 days later in Fairbanks, about 360 miles north, where it also began in 2003, 2015, and 2017. The race takes about 10 days all told, with the winner crossing the finish line in Nome. George Williams reporting.
Thieves used a stolen credit card to buy a winning French lottery ticket worth €500,000, but they vanished before cashing in. Now they're amongst France's most famous fugitives. But the man whose card was stolen is offering to split the cash with the lucky winners. Problem is, if they come in and try and claim it, they'll probably be arrested. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Talk Radio 680. WCPM.
Temperatures are about to warm up into the start of the week to wrap up the week. And today, some sunshine with a light breeze in for the west at a high near 49. And then clouds will spread in tonight with a low down to 30. But a clearing trend will take place on Monday. And with winds out of the south, the high should hit 54. Even warmer Tuesday with a mix of clouds and sun at a high near 60. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before the damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing is in business for over 90 years, is a third-generation family-owned and operated full-service roofing company specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs and do not use subcontractors. When your roof does need repairing, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. If your roof is showing signs of wear or problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700 for roof repair and replacement. That's Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. 0% financing is also available. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700, MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate, and that's what we're going to be talking about. If you would like to talk to us, if you would like to share a story, ask a question having to do with real estate, our call-in number is 410-922-6680. What are we going to talk about today? I'm going to tell you about some of the properties I've had on the market, some that I need. I'm going to tell you about one that just sold this week, and I'm going to give you some of the stories of real estate. I think that's what you like the most is when I give you some real life, honest to goodness real estate stories. And if you have one of those honest to goodness real estate stories, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 410-922-6680. One of the things that we as real estate agents are taught from day one, we are trained to set the prices as low as we can possibly get them to get the property sold as quickly as possible. And if it doesn't sell quickly, drop the price. When there are just a couple of showings, drop the price. And the belief that the first offer is the best often pressures the sellers to again reduce the price. Now, lowering the price is many times needed. If it's been on the market too long and the house is not selling, it's got some problems, yes, many times you may have to reduce the price. But many assume that a low price would guarantee that quick sale. But that also is not always true. In fact, all of the things that you hear in real estate, not all of them obviously are true. Look at the sides of the roads where the beltways meet. Look at all those little tiny signs that say, we buy houses for cash, we'll buy your house as is, we'll buy your house with no commission. But is that the kind of real estate transaction that you want? That somebody's going to come in, give you bottom price for your house so that they can then turn around and sell it for more? Again, unique properties deserve unique marketing strategies. When I take a listing, I promote them through advertising, through blogging, through signs, through word of mouth, and yes, even on the radio show. And it is consistent. I don't just do marketing a few times a year or when I get slow looking for business. No, consistency is what I think is truly what you need for marketing in real estate. And yes, I am talking to many of my colleagues out there, and I'd be happy to talk to you about that. Unique properties, which if you've listened to me for a while, know that I do love to specialize in unique property. I love the property that somebody says can't sell, or it is so unique that we have to find that person, that buyer in the haystack, like that needle. So again, I find the properties all need this unique marketing strategy. And I just want to tell you a story about a former client of mine, also a friend, called me about her very upset relative who was trying to sell her house. She had already gone through three real estate agents trying to sell, not successful. Of course, when I heard there were three agents already, the red flags popped up and I was seriously skeptical. So what is my assumption right there? If they've already tried three agents, I assumed it was overpriced. I assumed if not that, it must be in really poor condition or just not ready to show, or that maybe this seller could be challenging and difficult to work with. I was hesitant about going out, but the seller reached out to me. I agreed to meet with them, and what I found was that both the seller and the house were absolutely charming. This was a very interesting little neighborhood. It was a unique home. It was a very small home in comparison to all the other houses in the neighborhood, but it was in immaculate, excellent condition. And to me, it seemed, why didn't this house sell? It looked very marketable. And the one thing that I said that was very surprising, I said, I think this house is underpriced. And the seller said, well, you can't raise the price. I said, yes, we can. Where does it say you can't do that? So we, after looking at the neighborhood, checking everything out, we decided to list the house for $25,000 more than the previous price. Guess what? Immediately, we received showings. We had the first buyer absolutely fall in love with the house. She wanted to make an offer right then. However, their agent pulled me aside and warned they would not allow the buyer to pay more than the previous listing price. There's another buyer there touring the same home, and they were showing interest, and the first buyer was just really nervous about missing out. Now, one of the reasons the other agent did not want them to pay more than it was listed before, he was positive that since it had been on the market at a lower price, that it wouldn't appraise. Ultimately, that house sold and appraised for $25,000 over the previous listing prices. And it was sold to that very first buyer whose agent said, you can't do that. So I'm saying this is definitely not normal. You don't want to run out there and every listing that you've got, raise the price on it. This is not what I'm talking about. So don't rush out. Go in. Each property needs to be evaluated on its own, and sometimes a fresh set of eyes on the property will come up with a different marketing strategy. So sometimes, just sometimes, that works. If you've got any questions about that, please give me a call. If you've got any stories that are similar to this, we would truly, truly love to hear about it. Let me tell you about a couple of houses that I have that I'm very excited about. I've got a colonial, five-bedroom colonial. It's in immaculate condition. It is ready to move right in. It's got hardwood floors. It's got a huge kitchen. It's got an office on the first floor. It has a huge lower level ready to finish. It has a tremendous primary bath, a bedroom upstairs with three walk-in closets. That's a lot of room. There's another three bedrooms up there. The laundry is upstairs. It is an open floor plan. The kitchen, as I mentioned, is enormous. Living room, dining room, family room, office. And it has a beautiful sun porch screened-in addition. Double car garage. And it also is accessible. It has a builder-installed elevator. And it has a shower room. So one of the people that were seeing it this week, when they saw the full shower room with the glass block, and they went, how perfect, we can bathe our dogs in there. So I thought that was an interesting way of looking at that. Again, this home is in the Mount Washington area of Baltimore County, and the address is 2007 Thistlewood, T-H-I-S-T-L-E Wood, Thistlewood Road, and zip code 21209, close to the Mount Washington shops, close to the Beltway, close to 83. Very, very convenient. If you are thinking about moving to a home that is in a HOA community, that you've got a swimming pool and a playground and lots of outdoor activities, give me a call. Again, you can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. Another property that I have is in the Greengate area. It is on Sugar Cone Road. The address is 2233. This is a five-bedroom, three-and-a-half-bath colonial. It has a screen porch off the kitchen. It has refinished hardwood floors. There's a first-floor family room or office, and also could be a first-floor bedroom. It has a wood-burning fireplace. It has a finished lower level with a recreation room. It has had many recent updates, including the roof and the windows and the insulation and the central air and the water heater, sidewalk, enough for six cars. If you're thinking about living in the Greengate area, 2322 Sugar Cone Road in 21209, right across the street from the quarry, give me a call and I would love to show you that. Again, if you're working with the real estate, we can go through that real estate agent. They can call me, you can call me, I can call your real estate agent. Any of these properties are available to be seen. Just give me a call. We're going to step out. We're going to take our first break. When we come back, we have a David on the line.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM Baltimore, and worldwide on WCBM.com.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
Yes! I finally got my first phone!
It is exciting. Let's learn a few things about online safety first.
We can secure our world. When you choose your passwords, make them strong. Use a password manager to help you along. But don't just use a password alone. Get a call, get a text, or a code on your phone.
MFA really works.
We can secure our world. When it's time to update an app, don't you hesitate. Do it ASAP.
Where's my thing?
Watch out for offers too good to be true.
What?
It's probably someone trying to take advantage of you.
That's fishy.
Let's report it. Install updates. Make better passwords. Think before you click. Use multiple factors. That's how we can secure our world.
Learn more at cisa.gov/secureourworld.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Listen live or on demand. Download the WCBM mobile app from the App Store today. Win tickets and prizes. Text into the studio. Best of all, it's free. Stay connected wherever you go with the WCBM app from Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. Our call-in number, 410-922-6680. And we have a David on the line. Let's see what David has to say. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Margaret. Yeah, hope things are going well for you.
Awesome. They did well. How about you?
I'm sliding right along. I had
good.
Pretty enjoyable afternoon yesterday. Well, what I wanted to ask you about was the stability of real estate right now. You know, just thinking about the if the firing of tens of thousands of governmental employees is happening not just in the D.C. area proper, but all around the nation. All of a sudden, there's massive layoffs of governmental employees who used to have very stable jobs and stable incomes. The real estate property or the real estate values are going to crash. And I'm just wondering how people are planning for this.
Well, what you may think is going to crash may not happen. And what I find is that real estate, like the weather, is specific to each area. One of the things that I say, kind of a joke a little bit, and I say, if your house sells, it is a fabulous market. If your house doesn't sell, it's a pretty lousy market. Now, what I'm basically saying, it depends on the area. You can't really worry about real estate all over the country if you are thinking about buying or selling a home. You've got to really find a knowledgeable real estate agent who understands the area that you're looking at. Are you thinking of buying or selling right now?
Oh, me personally? Mm-hmm. No, not. I frankly thinking of acquiring more because I expect this crash to happen and that the property values are going to crash, and so it'll be easier to snap something up.
Okay, so you're thinking that when prices drop in your area, that's when you're going to buy, and then you'll be able to make a profit on that. What if the reverse happens? What if the prices that you think are high right now go up?
Well, I don't expect that, but I don't know if you've heard of a software called RealPage.
I have not.
Yeah, it's kind of famous. If you look it up, just kind of a Google search is RealPage plus FBI inquiry or FBI investigation. RealPage has been falsely increasing the rental prices of land, and so the collateral of rental properties has been ostensibly rising. But when the RealPage investigation further down the road, let's say, all of a sudden rental properties became jeopardized because they're no longer stable. And there's also, the idea that American land is being bought up by Saudis, or American land is being bought up by Putin, or, some of these pals of Donald Trump. The more he creates a crash, the more his buddies can buy up land cheap.
Okay, David, I'm going to interrupt you because basically what we're doing here is talking about how we list and how we sell to help you buy and sell real estate, not the political side of it. So I appreciate your call. You want to call me after the show, I'd be happy to continue this conversation with you. But right now we're going back to all about real estate. I'm going to tell you about another property that I have, and that is one that is a very, very modern, mid-century modern, which I love, in the Green Spring Valley. It's in a gated community. It has 6 bedrooms. It's got garage parking for 6 cars. It's on over 2 acres of wooded properties. It is a dynamite house if you like contemporaries. Contemporaries with high ceilings, with lots of windows, with first floor primary suites, with an octagonal shaped primary suite, with his and hers dressing rooms, a spa bathroom, and then upstairs you've still got another 4 bedrooms and a family room and a huge office and a couple of bathrooms, and the basement also is finished with more bedrooms, another bathroom, full bath down there, and that's where the 3-car garage is, and there's even a half bath in the garage itself. It is a really very spacious, very gorgeous home, but it actually can be used for so many different kinds of living in it. It could be for someone who just wanted to be on the first floor and not have to go otherwise, but they need space for family members and children and other people staying there, their offices. If you're thinking about buying a really magnificent contemporary mid-century modern home in the Green Spring Valley area, give me a call or have your agent give me a call. It is in the 21153 area. And I see that we have a Jeff on the line. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Good afternoon, Margaret. How are you?
Good.
Good. Okay, I had a question, but I also wanted to call in. The earlier caller, if he ever calls you again and you recognize the voice, just hang up. That guy, he calls this radio station a lot from San Francisco. He's a big-time Trump-hating liberal, and that's why he was trying to get political with you. So if you ever recognize his voice, just hang up. You're wasting your time with him.
Unless he's got a valid question about real estate, and
right,
then we'll listen
right,
to him. Okay.
Right. I'm a little curious, just real quick. I don't want to take up too much of your time. Home values over the past roughly 18 months, year and a half, have they gone up, gone down, stayed about the same?
Okay. And I'm going to say exactly what I said to that last caller. It depends what area. There are many statistics that you can find about if you're just looking in your zip code, if you're just looking in your county, if you're looking in your state, or out of town.
Right.
There, within maybe a 5-mile radius, there are homes where the prices are going sky high. There are pocket areas that the prices are dropping, and there are prices that are staying stable. Again, you have to find out what neighborhood, compare the houses. I don't like to make blanket statements as, you know, like the sky is falling. Chicken.
Right. I'm thinking about selling my house. They're building some new condominiums up the road from me. I used to live in a condominium. I kind of miss it. I do have a real estate agent.
Good.
Right here. She lives right here on my street.
Good.
But I was just kind of curious about the home prices. My two neighbors, one of their houses sold about a little over a year ago, and they got, I think it was $455 for it. Now, that was with a pool, but they got about $455. And I'm kind of, you know, I already told my agent on my street here, if I sell my house, I'm looking maybe the low 400s. I don't have a pool, and it's probably not as good condition. But I was just kind of wondering, like if one of my neighbors got $455 a little over a year ago with a pool, if the values have gone up or down. It is in the Pasadena area.
Well, it sounds like you've got a really good area. Pasadena has always been a strong area with good school systems, desirable area. But take into consideration your neighbor's house, which sold a year ago. But you really need to find things that have sold more recently, like the last 6 months. And don't be concerned that they got a lot more for their house because it has a swimming pool. There are not everybody wants a pool. And if somebody looks at a house with a pool, they probably do. But they may use that against you. Oh, well, the house next door sold for, you know, $455 with a pool, and yours doesn't even have a pool. Don't allow that kind of negotiation to go out. Somebody who goes to a home that has a pool is looking to buy a home with a pool. And somebody who maybe has children, maybe doesn't want the care and feeding of that pool, would find the pool a detriment and may even feel that your house is worth more. Again, you've got a real estate agent working with you. Let that real estate agent help you decide what is the right kind of price for the house and make sure it is being marketed so that everybody can see it. You're not a secret listing.
Right. Okay, Margaret. Thank you for your time.
Appreciate your call, Jeff. Have a great day. With that, we are going to step out. We're going to take a break. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400.
After a dry end of this weekend and a dry start to the upcoming week, there may be some rain developing heading towards Thursday, but today some sunshine where the light breeze out of the west had a high close to 49 degrees. Tonight there will be an increase in cloud cover. Winds will stay light with a low dropping down to 30. A little bit milder on Monday. Tomorrow expect a sunny sky with winds out of the south at a high of 54. On Tuesday, a mix of clouds and sun with a high near 60, and then sunny and slightly cooler on Wednesday as the high temperature hits the upper 50s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself, looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you, and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive, life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com.
It's time to celebrate American Heart Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. For nearly 40 years, Rescue Omega-3s have provided people with the essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation, and support healthy cholesterol levels. That's why it's the best time to dive into Rescue's February special. Right now, Rescue's most popular products, their premium Omega-3 fish oils, are buy one, get one free exclusively for WCBM listeners. Just use the listener code OMEGA50 when placing your order. Call today 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. And speak with a knowledgeable product consultant. Or use the code OMEGA50, that's OMEGA50, online when you visit rescue.com. That's RES-Q.com. Don't forget the code OMEGA50 when buying one bottle of Rescue Omega-3s to receive a second bottle absolutely free. Use the code OMEGA50. Fortify your heart and support a healthier well-being with a Rescue Omega-3.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly you lose your motivation to get out of bed. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the season or time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round.
Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back, Margaret Rome, All About Real Estate. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400, or right now, 410-922-6680. I'm going to tell you about some smaller, less expensive properties. I don't want you to get the feeling that everything that I sell is way, way out of your price range. I've got, coming on the market, a small two bedrooms, one bath home. It's got off-street parking because it's got a nice driveway. It is in the Glen Avenue Cross Country area. That's 21215. It has gas heating. It has central air, and it's got a covered front porch. Very, very reasonably priced to live in it or possibly to rehab it, make it bigger, take it to a two-story. If you're interested in a single-family home in the Glen Avenue Cross Country area, give me a call, please. I also have a co-op, a small co-op that is a studio, meaning it's one big room that you can divide off. It's in a full-service building. It includes guest rooms in the building, and the monthly co-op fee includes everything: your heat, your air conditioning, your water, your cable TV, valet parking, and taxes. Again, another very, very reasonable property. And one more that I have that is a delightful place. It is two bedrooms, 1.5 baths. It is located at 6210 Park Heights Avenue on the 4th floor. It has a really nice covered balcony, and it has lots and lots of closet space. It has updated kitchen that is absolutely beautiful, with a great big kitchen, granite counter space for working, for sitting. You can sit about 5 people there. And again, all the utilities are included in the monthly fee. Again, this one is located at 6210 Park Heights Avenue, Unit 403. And the last one that I wanted to tell you about has a 2-8 on it. Yep, 11 Slade 906. We have gone under contract, and that one is no longer for sale. We still have to go by approval of the board, and we will see how that goes. And hopefully that happens really, really quickly. Let's talk about termites. I had a call this week about they had termite bait traps around the house, and they just sold the house. Anybody who doesn't know what I'm talking about, when you're at a home and you see these green cylindrical things around your house, that is a tube that goes into the ground, a container tube into the ground. It has a little piece of wood, maybe, you know, a few inches. And what the termite companies do is they come out and check, and they see if there are termites in there, and if there are, they suggest treatments. So that is one, not everybody believes that's the right way to do it. But let me tell you about some other experiences that I've had over the years. many years ago, we personally had experience swarmers. Some people call them flying ants. And they usually show up in the spring, and they are a sign of termite activity. Well, back then, we could not figure out what it was. They leave a gazillion wings. They shed their wings and they make a mess, and you need to vacuum and clean them up. And each time we had a pest company inspect, they did a treatment, which ranged from drilling holes around the home's perimeter, the basement, the garage, and each time we were assured that was the end. We promise you're not going to have a problem. Not so. So we continued to investigate. We, at the time, had a wood deck that was covering a concrete porch. We thought maybe that's where they were. We removed the entire wood deck. That was not the source. We, at another time, open the wall from the outside of the house, revealed nothing. It actually wasn't until we decided to do replacement windows for the entire house that we found the evidence. When one of the windows in the front of the house, yep, the front where the deck was, where we thought they were coming from original, when they opened that up to replace the window, it showed the signs of termite damage. So much, no active termites, but so much damage around the frame of the window that you could take a pocket knife and just easily slide it into the board like butter. And what I say about that, they're really two kinds of homes in Maryland. There are those that have been treated for termites, and there are those that are going to be treated for termites. Do your research on termites. Careful that you're not sold a termite policy just for prevention. Just because a home has a treatment or has been treated, there's no guarantee that it doesn't have termites. So anybody who is purchasing a home, get your home inspected for termites. Get a good, qualified termite company, not someone who just wants to sell you a yearly policy. And again, we as real estate agent, inspectors, we know what the termite damage looks like. We know what a termite tube is, the mud tubes. We recognize damage. But we, because we're not licensed pest people, we can't point that out. We can just suggest that this house needs a termite inspection. Now, there are some kinds of real estate lending programs that in order to be approved for the loan, you have to have a termite, a clear termite problem. And if there are termites, if there's active signs, even there, if there's old damage there, the home needs to be treated again. So, get your homes inspected. Make sure, real estate agents, that you're protecting your clients. Even when the lender doesn't call for a pest inspection, go for one. And always, always ask when you're taking a listing if they have a termite treatment plan. Has it been treated? Was there damage? That way, when a buyer asks you about termites, and again, you know, we probably should not be calling them termites. The real words we should be using is wood boring insects, because there are other critters that can cause wood damage other than termites. There are borer bees, and there's carpenter ants, and there's a whole bunch of other little insects that feed on wood. So if you're thinking, or if you're buying a house, don't hesitate to get that inspection. And one of the things that I say about our Maryland area, we only have two kinds of homes. We have the homes that have been treated for termites, and we have the kind of homes that will be treated for termites. So questions, if you haven't had your house checked and it's an old house, don't hesitate to call a good company and get somebody to check that out. If you need recommendations, don't hesitate to ask your real estate agent or your family who may have had this these inspections done before. And if you've got any questions about selling a home, getting it ready to sell, how to get it on the market, what you need to do, don't hesitate. Give your real estate agent a call or feel free to call me, Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400, and we are going to step out for a break.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Room Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But as a fisherman in a small village in Indonesia, the cost of surgery was out of reach. Their lives were transformed thanks to SmileTrain, which sponsors free, life-changing cleft surgeries and other essential treatments. Rajib's surgery marked SmileTrain's 2 millionth, and incredibly, Aleem's was the 2 million and first. Now, their smiles are a symbol of hope for children with clefts all over the world. 540 babies are born with a cleft each day. But through SmileTrain, millions of lives have been changed. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. SmileTrain, changing the world one smile at a time.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. This is Margaret Rome. You can reach me after the show, 410-922-6680. I need some homes. I've got buyers that are being very, very patient. They are looking for properties. Let me tell you some of the homes that I'm looking for. And if you're thinking about selling your home, if you want any advice, what's going on in the market, what the homes in the neighborhood have sold for. Even if you're not selling your home, if you want to find out what your sister-in-law's home sold for, your real estate agent can get that kind of information. It is public. So some of the homes that I need is, I need, in the Stevenson area, I need a condo in the Regency, which and also it must have a first floor bedroom. Along the same lines, I need a Green Tree condo, also with a first floor bedroom and a garage. Both of those I need with the garage. I need a Seven Slade condo, at least a two-bedroom, Seven Slay, that's in 21208, and I need a townhome in the Falls, 21209. I also need a single-family home for under $400,000, and they are ready to go anywhere. They're looking for a three-to-four-bedroom. A garage would be nice, but we're not sure we can get it for that price. If you're thinking about selling your home and it's under $400,000 and it's anywhere in the Baltimore County area, give me a call. They're very eager. They're already qualified. They are ready to go. One of the things I wanted to share is I had a caller this week, and what do I need to do to get ready to accept an offer when I have my home on the market? And one of the things we talked about was finding out from the real estate agent who is bringing the buyer in how qualified, pre-qualified the buyer is. And I just want to share with you what was called a loan qualification letter. Listen to the reading of how this sounds. If I'm taking a contract to sell one of my properties, I want to make sure that they can make it to settlement. And when I get a letter that reads like this, and I am reading this verbatim, this is what the agent submitted. They said this: the buyer was qualified, and here are the words the letter it says. This is pre-qualified. This pre-qualification is based on a preliminary review of the borrower's credit and their income and their assets. This letter is not a loan approval, nor is it a loan commitment. It is issued as a mortgage opinion of the maximum loan amount for which they've been pre-qualified. Changes in any of the information provided for the pre-qualification may affect the qualification for the terms mentioned above. That is not a lender approval letter, even though it may be signed by a reputable lender company. You want a lot more if you are the real estate agent and the seller. You want to make sure that your buyer, the buyer who is purchasing your house, can absolutely make it to the settlement table, at least financially. So make sure that you have something more substantial than a pre-qualification, a preliminary review before you move forward. Questions about that? Talk to a lender. When you are ready to buy a home, you should have already talked to the buyer, to the lender, to find out what you can afford. You should already have a letter in your hand stating what you're qualified to buy and what the terms are. And even if you've done it a few months ago or last year, when we find the right house for you, all we need to do is pick up the phone or text that lender and say, we are putting a contract on this house. The taxes are, the price is, those kind of things, so they can then update your pre-qualification letter to a qualification letter. Questions about that? Give me a call or call your local real estate agent or call me for names. In the meantime, we are going to say goodbye for this week. This is the last Sunday in February. This is all about real estate. And if you want to reach me, Margaret Rome, you may call me 410-530-2400.